I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build Magazine.
So this week, we're joined by one of our magazine contributors, Miyuki Katsumaloni, who wrote about her self-build in the autumn edition. So you're in the thick of building your own family home at the moment, Miyuki, in County Mayo. So Miyuki, do you want to give us a bit of context as to what you're building exactly?
Sounds good. Yeah, we're just building. Hi, everyone. I'm Miyuki. We're just building a family home, four bedroom, a two-story house in County Mayo. And it's 250 square meters. I'm not too sure. I think it's 2,700 or so. And that's the floor space. And just four bedroom, normal house. But so instead of a second, normal house. Yeah, like a farmhouse type house. But instead of a second sitting room, we have a piano room, a music room, for example. And we have a little bit of a Japanese influence in the house. Yeah, so that's what we're building.
Very good. And how is getting planning permission? Do you have any issues just quickly on that point? Was that, because you said it's a traditional farmhouse, it fits in with the rest of the buildings around it? Or was that kind of the idea of building a traditional farmhouse?
Yeah, totally. So it's, we are actually behind a little housing estate. So like we have loads of houses around and then a little road with townhouses. But we're just a little bit, maybe like 60, 70 meters into the field. So a little bit lower. So the engineer originally said maybe getting a permission for two story could be a problem. But we went for it anyway and we got permission. That was after asked to provide further information and we had to sort out a little bit around the boundary things with one of the neighbors and neighboring site owners and things like that. So that obviously delayed a little bit of process, but all sorted and it took us about half a year or so maybe in total.
Not too bad, I guess, considering the bits you had to get sorted, yeah. And so you got the same engineer to do your construction drawings, did you?
We did, yeah. So we got the planning based on a plan that we thought we liked at the time, which we actually designed ourselves. And then so it was a fairly basic, normal design. And then at the stage when we needed to get the construction drawings, we looked at the plan and again, we were like, okay, we may have to tweak a little bit. So we actually engaged a spatial designer in Tokyo, which my friend recommended. And she kind of reconfigured the internal layout. So it looks exactly the same as what we put in through the planning, externally, but inside has been completely changed.
Yeah, so you didn't need to get planning again. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have to get planning again, but obviously the spatial designer in Tokyo, who didn't know anything about building regulations in Ireland. So we had to engage our engineer to check everything that she wrote, you know, drew, if it's compliant, you know, okay with the Irish regulations. And then some of the stuff actually had to be changed. So, and then, yeah, the same engineer.
Like what? Give me an example. Was it about window heights or things like that, or fire escape things?
No, it was actually, yeah, fire escape. And then actually the distance from the cooking point to the stair opening. That was one main thing, because in Japan, we often have stairs right beside your kitchen and dining area, and then houses tend to be small, so you might have like a cooking point, and then 1 meter, 2 meter away you have a stair opening. So we had just shy of 3 meter from the cooking point to the stair opening in our plan, but the engineer said no, it has to be over 3 meters. So we switched the stairs, how the stairs facing around, to still go with her plan, but you know, also comply with the Irish regulations.
Okay, so then he did like all the technical drawings at that stage. To you got a main contractor, didn't you? How did you decide to build the house?
So we were originally planning to go direct labor, purely on the cost saving side of things. Like we didn't, it's not like we wanted to go. Exactly, but I thought we had to do it. But then actually my husband's sister's partner is a builder, and we were kind of asking his opinions and advice, and then thought, because we have two small children and full-time jobs, we said, okay, maybe we'll just hire him as a main contractor and then just go contractor route. So that's what we are doing.
Oh, very good. Okay. So, yeah. So what's your involvement with the site? You just come and check it every evening, and how do you, what's your input in it?
Yeah,
we
come down often enough, maybe not every evening, but yeah, you know, like maybe 2-3 times a week, lunch breaks, after work, or weekends, we tend to hang around when the builder's not there, kind of walk around and, you know, see what happened the last week. And then because there are some not very standard things happening in our design, builder obviously wants to check details with us often. So yeah, we were just off talking to the builder before this live as well. So yeah, we do actually. Yeah.
You're quite hands-on then, yeah. And your engineer comes and does the spot checks, I guess, for stage payments, things like that. He would come and sign off to make sure everything's up to the regulations, and then you can draw down your money, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so show us around a little bit. What stage are you at? So you actually poured the floors a couple of weeks ago.
So that's the floors have been poured, and then we still haven't been cleaned after that. So there are lots of bits and pieces, but that's like the building site, normal building site stuff, I suppose. Yeah. So that's the step.
So what's that little step down? Explain to us what that, all these steps here. What's that?
So that's the entrance.
The
entrance. Yeah. And then the step you are seeing here is a, what we call Doma Genkan entrance in Japan. So because we don't wear shoes in Japanese houses, we step up to the no shoe zone. So we take shoes off here and leave the umbrellas, buggies, everything that's, you know, in contact with the soil outside, basically, in here. And then we just step up with the no shoes on. So that's just completely no shoes on.
So wouldn't you need a wheelchair to be able to get in? Isn't there an access thing that you
Yeah,
need?
So that's a problem. Yeah, that would be a problem. See, especially in the Irish regulations do state you have to have a wheelchair access, which totally makes sense. So we have a back door here. And then in the back door, no steps. So that's going to be wheelchair access. And then the doorway is, you know, wide enough to allow for wheelchair access.
Okay, great. So it looks like you chose a block build. You chose a cavity wall construction.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So what was the decision behind that? Why did you go down that route as opposed to?
Yeah, so we got a few timber frame construction quotes, and then the lead time was long. That was the first thing. And because Brian is our builder, his name, Brian is more used to block build, we thought, okay, it'll be easier.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To do what the builder is comfortable with. So that's that's basically how we chose. And then the engineer also recommended this insulation system called wall tight insulation. Mm-hmm. That go between, you know, pumped between the cavity wall, and then that's like really good air tightness or something rather. So we said, okay, let's do it then.
Okay, so that's it's like a spray foam, isn't it, as opposed to beads?
Yeah, it's like spray foam. And then it expands fully, so the
so you're sure every little nook and cranny is filled. Yeah,
no need for air tightness tape and all that sort of things.
Okay, so on the inside, what are you going to do? Are you gonna just skim it then, or are you going to put an insulated plasterboard, or what's the plan?
Yeah,
there?
We don't need the insulated plasterboard, so they're just gonna skim it, basically. Oh. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, and so I presume you just went with a heat pump and underfloor heating, kind of.
That's
a practical,
right.
Practical yeah. solution nowadays to be regulations compliant again. Yeah. Tell us about the pour and installing the underfloor heating pipes there, all the stuff that's hidden now, but how did that go? Were there any issues, or tell us about the process. Tell us how it went from start to finish. Like you had the plumbers on site, I suppose the builder would have coordinated everything, but
yeah, builder, how,
what was the process?
Everything. Yeah, so builder have coordinated everything, thankfully. So the plumber came and did a first fix, and then the electricians came and they did a first fix, and then the plumber came back to do the to lay the underfloor heating pipes. Mm-hmm. Then after that, the screed man came to pour the floor screed. That was 3 weeks ago. But one of the rooms upstairs, which is a wet room, here was left not poured screed at the same time, because we had to install this shower drain, the linear drain thing, which was delayed delivery, so like we couldn't do that beforehand, and then there was some stuff done, and then because this room is not going to be tiled, it's going to be micro cemented. Micro cement is only like 2-3 millimeter thickness, as opposed to tiles and grout, you know, it'll be much thicker. So this floor had to be a little bit higher compared to the rest of the floor. So yeah, there's a difference in the height.
Yeah, so that's where all the construction drawings come in handy, to make sure you don't miss that, and then
but great. Actually our construction drawing didn't include that detail, because we hadn't made up our mind, you know, when the construction drawings were done. So it was kind of, you know, talking to the builder, and then
yeah so the builder remembered, right, I have to do it this way. So how did you choose the micro cement? How
we
did
just
you come
liked,
across that?
Yeah, we just liked the look of it, and we thought it was too expensive to do it, but then the Brian is actually a plasterer by trade as well, so he said he can give it a shot and he can do it. So
okay, so it's an experiment.
Yeah, it's going to be an experiment. He was working in America or something before, and he said he's probably done it. He's done it the same thing, or the Venetian plaster or something, I don't know, rather. It's an experiment, but we were going to do it ourselves anyway, so. Because it's a builder finish. Yeah, the contract is actually a builder's finish, and then some of the stuff even are up to us. So this door frame, for example, my husband built them. and roof trusses, for example, wrapped up by ourselves, and the garage is built fully direct labor. So it's kind of a mix of DIY.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So what else did you have to source yourself?
Kitchens, flooring, door frames, all the carpentry is on us. And tiling and these things are on us. Yeah. And then obviously we had to pick our windows company and stuff like that ourselves. So yeah. And a site clearance. Site clearance was also on us. So it was just a family members and a couple of local guys that helped us do that.
Yeah, and that can cost quite a bit as well, can't it? One of those budget things, yeah, that you can forget about fairly quickly, I suppose. Yeah. So when you say DIY, what are you gonna do? You're not gonna lay floors, are you?
I think my husband and his dad will.
Okay, great. Fair play.
Mm. Yeah. So he was originally gonna attempt tiling as well, but that's going to take too much time. So that means, because we're renting, so that means more rent, and it just doesn't make sense. So yeah, I think just floors.
And the stairs at the center, was the idea was that when the kids turn into teenagers, you can see them going up the stairs and not. Wasn't that the idea behind that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's very commonly done in Japanese homes. So it's not an unusual thing. So when you enter the house, there's timber slats going from the floor to ceiling. You can kind of see through, but you can't, you know, kind of thing.
So how will the kitchen be built? Are you guys it's not a flat pack, is it? Or did you get a company to?
Yeah, we're going to get a local kitchen man, a one-man kitchen guy to build a plywood kitchen for us. So. Okay. Yeah.
So you're giving him the plans from the spatial designer? Did she design it for
the kitchen? Actually not, because the kitchen sizes and what we have in kitchen in Japan are completely different to here. Like integrated appliances are not that common over there, and then the overall kitchen size is much smaller. So like we couldn't really get her to do that for us. So we basically send a few pictures to the kitchen man that this is what we want, blah, and then he kind of dropped the plan for us. So we haven't actually finalized to the, you know, finest detail, but yeah, we're still kind of talking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Typical self-builder. Yeah. As you go, basically. Yeah. So the windows and doors, the windows and doors, then the choice of those, walk us through that.
So these windows are from a company called Venta Windows. These came from Lithuania. But we obviously don't speak Lithuania. So it's a Irish rep of the Venta Windows that we got in contact with. Venta Windows is actually a group company of Northern Windows. So there are reps all over, I think probably all over Europe, I don't know. And they were just trying to bring in this Venta products to Irish market. And then my husband actually spotted it online just by chance, because we were looking at a slim kind of frame and then flush fit kind of profile.
Yeah.
And
so that's what we wanted. So it's fully flush.
Fully flush and like it's square kind of. Square mm-hmm. and then fully flush. So that's what we wanted. And from outside it looks completely flush. So we liked a profile and they could do black handles, which was also important to us. We wanted the black handles. So went from the appearance, and then their performance was also good. So we just went with that.
Okay. And a double glazed or triple glazed?
Triple glazed. And it's a UPVC, UPVC and a matte finish. So there's no wood grain effect. So they can do wood grain effect and everything, but we didn't want that. So it's just a matte black finish windows.
Okay, very good. And price wise, I guess it was pretty good as well, obviously.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, we got loads of quotes from different companies, and then it wasn't the cheapest, but it wasn't the dearest either. So yeah.
Happy enough.
Yeah.
So then in terms of the budget, I suppose, and cost saving tips, what have you learned along the way so far?
Make it simple. So, because we knew a family member built a few houses before. So we knew from him that, you know, we have to have like a minimum amount of corners and complicated roofs and things like that to bring down the cost. And then because it's two stories, obviously the material for the roof is less than what a bungalow would require. So that's one big cost saving, I think. And shop around. Like we got loads of stuff abroad, shopping online, to save money.
Like so, what?
Like flooring, for example, we were getting them from a Netherlands. Or lots of sanitary ware. Yeah, we got like toilets and sinks and shower doors and things like that from Poland.
Okay. How did you get them? Did you find websites online that you went directly to them, or did you use a distributor here? Or
no, we got them directly from a shopping website.
Okay.
Website. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to pay for shipping, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did have to pay for shipping, for example, but we got like two shower panels, one shower sliding door, three toilets with the three floor standing toilet with the concealed cistern. So like we had got a concealed cistern, the frames, and then two sinks, and then a couple of taps all in one pallet. It cost us 160 euros to get delivered to Mayo. So like it's nothing really, because the products were like three times cheaper. So
yeah,
even with the shipping, it came out really cheap. Really massively cheap. Yeah.
You saved there quite a bit. Did you build the garage first to put all this stuff while you're...
Oh, we did. Yeah, we actually did.
Great.
Yeah, a foundation around the same time. But because the garage is direct labor, so the builder is not building it. So and then builder knows that. So whenever, for example, when the slater was here to work on the house, we asked them to stay an extra day or half day to finish off that roof, for example. So we kind of coordinated so they didn't have to come back twice and stuff. But we don't have the door. The roller door is not installed yet. So we can't have stuff safely stored. So we are storing it in another location. So we have to bring it. Yeah, we have to bring it then when we need them.
Are you going to manage that with a trailer or something? Or
yeah, my father-in-law has a teleporter, so.
Oh, handy. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not too far from the site anyway, are you? Where you're living now?
5 minutes drive. Yeah, less maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, that helps quite a bit. So in terms of waste management, you were saying that was something you have, like you, well, in terms of at the start having to clear the site, but I suppose there would be also ways to deal with. Is that through the builder? It's part of the contract.
Yeah, yeah, the skip and yeah, through the contract.
All
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then in terms of, you know, just the COVID delays, and I suppose there's not much you can very much do about it because you got hit by COVID twice, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah. The window got delayed by 4 months.
Right. Okay. That's cause windows take long enough, like 12 weeks at least from when you place the order. So having to wait an extra 4 months. Yeah. I suppose it's one of those things. There's not much you can do about it, is there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So during that time, we were kind of researching what we want for the interior finish of the house. You know, that's when we decided on micro cement, for example, and started looking at flooring. And what we can compromise, what we can't compromise.
Yeah, I suppose that's not such a bad thing. And then you can walk around the house as well and just make sure, you know where your sockets are going. And 'cause those are things it's good to get right on the first go, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah. And any surprises along the way or anything you wish you'd known at the start? Like, you know, something you've learned over the time of, sorry?
Yeah, well, cost of everything and how long it might take to get the drawdown, for example. Like the whole mortgage process took us like a year, so that was very painful. And we have two permanent jobs and it still got really affected. So, you know, it's COVID and everything, I suppose. So, Dash, and then what else?
Did you have to actually reapply because of COVID, is it? No.
No, for your mortgage. We were already
approved, obviously.
Approved, and we were not on the COVID payment. But because I was just coming back from maternity leave, they weren't sure if I'll stick with the job, you know, that kind of thing. And then because of the COVID, they were being extra careful. So we had to provide with pay slips after pay slips and then bank. What is it? Yeah, thing. Mm-hmm. So it was really painful.
And what was the issue with drawdown then? They wouldn't, like when the engineer sends his cert, normally drawdown is fairly quickly through the solicitor.
There was a complication around the site transfer. So the whole process.
And I suppose just to wrap things up, any other tips, advice to others? Let's say if you're, you know, if a family member came all the way from Japan and asked you for some tips and kind of pitfalls of the process, what would you tell them?
I think just maybe enjoy it. But like have something that you really can't compromise on first. So that, you know, it's incorporated, it's not going to go anywhere. So like that kind of thing, because I wanted a laundry room upstairs, for example, but it wasn't the top of the list. So I let it go, but I didn't let it go of, for example, Genkan entrance or like the Japanese wet room that don't have the pot, the toilet is separate. So, you know, these things that, you know, okay, I can let something go, but some things you can't let go. So you have the list of, you know, priorities.
Yes, yeah, because it can move very quickly, and then you don't want to get everything falling on top of you and not controlling things anymore. So it's good to have that clear list. That makes sense.
And then ask for bargains, ask for deals.
Always ask for a discount kind of thing.
always try it anyway kind of thing.
Thinking you'll get it and then maybe it'll come through a few times. That's great. Listen, was there any other tips, advice that we haven't covered? Or
Yeah, go with your gut.
Yeah.
Because, like, people say things, whatever. Like, our engineer even said this is an unusual house, or like it's not standard or whatever, but like they don't live there, you know? So
exactly, it's your house. Yeah. you're gonna live in it at the end of the day. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And builders will try to push you to do things like the easier way for them. But if you know exactly what needs to be done, you kind of have, as you say, stick to your guns as well.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And then, or maybe pick a builder that doesn't try to convince you otherwise, you know? Because our builder has been amazing. You know, they was like, okay, whatever you want, we'll make it happen. So maybe, you know, find someone like that, probably.
That's great. Well, thanks so much, Miyuki.
That's it for this Self Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self Build Plus has to offer. The Self Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self Build Plus videos and our Self Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With self-build, stop dreaming, start building.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.